You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist. Yes, Bo.
I have nothing. I just didn't want you to make it all the way through.
You son of a bitch. I almost made it, too.
I know. I think I got you on the last word.
Yeah. My name is Matt, and I will be your dungeon master.
My name is Luke. I'll be playing Ash.
My name is Sean. I'll be playing Fallen.
My name is Bo. I'll be playing Norse.
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Dringor Darkmoon.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Alphonse.
I'm still Matt.
Still?
I'll still be the game master. Previously, you all stormed into... Actually, you just walked into the manor of Lord Dijkstra because somebody decided to just nuke the fucking place. Fortunately for me, the nuke only went up. It didn't go down. And you guys all verified I had a basement already existing in this place. Mm-hmm. You were able to make it inside easily by strolling. And you found a hidden stairwell to the basement of this place. Upon gently knocking on the door and asking if you could come in.
Gently?
Hello?
Gently?
It's me, bitches!
Bo successfully destroyed it.
Norris.
Norris successfully destroyed it and made his way inside. Wherein you found 8 vampires around 8 coffins in this poorly lit room. And I would like everybody to roll initiative.
Woo!
I have a lot of initiative to roll, so. Dan.
Yes.
What's your number?
17.
17?
That's so awesome.
16?
16? Can you imagine if we counted down the whole table?
That'd be good. 15?
10.
Damn!
I'm a tan. Solid tan.
According to your wife, anyways.
7.
No, that's according to me. She'd probably be like, you're a
four. Fallen?
Yeah, that it just...
This is the most full that my initiative sheet has ever been.
Ooh.
19.
Luke. Attaboy, Luke. Whew. Not going first. No pressure.
Feel better now?
I'm towards the bottom. You're above average. Thank you.
No, he's exactly average.
For him,
actually,
that's
on a D20 roll, a 10 is technically below average because the average is 11.
Fair. Look, we're not here for technicalities, okay? I was just trying to compliment him, sir.
Okay. At the top of initiative... You see, inside this room, you see, as previously stated, in the center of the room, there is like a it's like a big, looks like a big chalice, like a bird feeder, or like a bird bath in the middle, but it's filled with blood.
Blood bath.
And around it, you have the 8 coffins, and then in each corner, you have a red glowing fire. At the opposite end of the room from you, you have 2 doors, and on the first initiative, a lair action happens. You guys don't know what it is, and you see this vampire at the very back moves through this doorway and disappears. The door does not open. He moves through the door. You see him almost turn as he presses against the door. He turns to a red mist and goes between the cracks of this wooden door and disappears.
He was the scariest looking one anyway.
On initiative 19... We're going to flip-flop you two because you have fire dex. So we come to Ash. You're okay. Up first.
So we're at the entrance on the very side.
Yes, that is where you are right there.
I am going to move towards, take 15
Okay.
Yeah, 15 and get it between these two coffins. Now, are these all here? Right here?
Yes, they are still right where they're placed. Are you trying to, like, take half cover behind the coffins, or are you standing up?
I'm just standing up.
Okay.
Are they within 30 feet now?
Yes, I believe they all are.
All of them are? Okay.
Here, let me double check that. Yes, they are all within 30 feet.
Okay. As my first action, I need all of them to make... Are they all undead? Or they're all vampires?
Yes.
So I need them all to make wisdom saving throws.
Okay. What is the ability you're trying to use?
Channel divinity. Turn undead.
Okay.
Or turn the unholy. Sorry. This is turn the unholy.
It fails on all of them.
Oh.
That's why I asked.
It, like, the spell fails, or they
You push out to try to repel them, and you can feel this energy go out, and they are all unfazed.
Interesting. Okay. And in that case, as my bonus action, I am going to... No, I can't shillelagh.
I just like that word.
He multiclassed into druid, so he had something to do with his bonus action.
I thought I had... Sorry, I thought I was in here. But maybe... I guess I don't have it.
Real quick. As part of this action where you're pushing out to try to repel them, give me a... We'll go with religion check.
Religion?
Yes.
It's not good. 3.
Okay. You sense jack shit.
Good. I really thought I had it.
The one named Jack just took a shit.
I don't have it. I thought I had... Oh, sad day. Okay. I'm... Well, that was my action. I'm going to do nothing.
Okay.
I'm done then.
Next up on the initiative, you hear these two at the very back. You hear them yell out, "Hold them off. We'll guard Dykstra. You shut it down." And these two come over here, open the door, and disappear into the next room where the first guy went.
Ooh, I bet you the first one was Dykstra.
And that brings us to Alphonse.
Great. I'd like to stroll up behind Ash.
Okay.
And for a bonus action, I'd like to put my hand on his shoulder and be like, "Are we doing this?" Like, get reassurance that we're going through with this.
We're doing it.
Great.
I said, like, that in a very sexual way.
My bad.
Oh, don't be sorry, baby.
I was talking about Ash.
Oh, I was like... And I'd like to do finger guns at him. Like, not pull out my actual pistol, but I want to, like, look at one of them and do the...
Give me an finger gun. Intimidation roll.
Okay. 17. Let me look at my modifier.
It's above a 20.
That is going to be a 24.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Which one of these four remaining are five? Oh, there's supposed to be five out there.
Hang on. Nope, too late. You already said four.
No.
I thought you were about to use your banana peel.
Oh, no. And the big bad is a banana.
Banana!
We all instantly transform into minions.
Me? So which of the five?
I'm going for the third one, Bob.
The one that I just sat down?
Yep.
Okay. So keep this guy in mind, because anything you do in the next, before the end of your next round against him, will be at advantage. And he will have disadvantage against anything you do to him by the end of your next round.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
just out of possibility, could Eldritch Blast maybe come out of my finger gun?
I tell you what. So you want to use your action Eldritch Blast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just do you hockey show this shit?
So you reach up and you feel the vase like tucked away.
Dang, that's an old one.
And you reach up your finger guns and you make the motion, and then to your surprise, it actually works. What color is your Eldritch Blast?
It is definitely giving me like a magma, like fire red.
Just like a fiery orb.
Yep.
And you have, at this level, three of them.
I do.
If I remember correctly. And you want to pump all three into that guy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. I told you, you have advantage until the end of your next turn, so you go ahead.
Hot
pump
dog.
Full.
There's a 20.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
You got nat 20? Or
yeah,
rip.
20. Yeah, nat 20.
Almost another one. That is going to
those
be
are all going to hit.
28. Let's see. That might be a little lower. What is my attack? 10. Does 20 hit?
Yes.
Okay. So one crit, two hits.
So that's base of 15 plus a d10 for the first one?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that'll be...
17?
17.
Okay. 17 to C.
Getting my paladins.
That is going to be... 10. So that's going to be 13. And then 14.
Ooh, good hits. Damn good hits. He is officially bloodied.
Ooh.
Anything else you would like to do on your turn?
No, I'm shocked by the finger guns.
When you were putting your hand on him, was that like Bardic Inspiration?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you have... Make sure you mark that you have Bardic Inspiration.
D8 or D6? I can't remember what you
use. Let me just double check.
I think you're at D8 now.
D8, okay.
Drangor!
All right, I'm going to shoot at the one that he shot at.
Go for it!
And I will not move so I can get advantage.
Uh-huh, so your triple advantage or whatever.
Smite me, almighty smiter.
So, with your placement... I am going to impose disadvantage because you have three bodies between you and him.
All right, well, I will... I rolled three already. I'll just roll once again.
Okay.
That's a net one.
Oh, very nice. Oh, you have stupid damage on
feels,
a crit, don't
that feels
you?
Dirty.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I do.
That dude's gone.
Wow, that's two crits
yeah,
in a row.
Right off the bat. This is going great for me. I'm not panicked at all.
You guys put
as
a lot of pressure on me.
Zeros to the health pool.
Right.
24 radiant damage.
Oh, that's not as bad as I thought.
Here comes the sun.
Okay, you said 24?
Yeah.
Okay, and you still have one more attack, don't you?
That'll be a dirty 20.
Hits.
Actually rolled max damage on that one, so.
So you're threading the needle around Norris, Alphonse, Ash, and around all these coffins and the bloody bird bath, and you just nail this guy right in the neck, and he's still got like a flap of skin holding it on, but his head just kind of falls to the side and he crumples over.
Nearly headless neck.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Nearly headless.
How can you be nearly headless?
Is that your turn?
That'll be my turn.
Okay. Well, it was that guy's turn.
Not anymore.
High five. Bye, Umbral C. Now, Norris. These guys all rolled shit initiative.
Perfect.
Of course. You guys all rolled, well, mostly rolled really well.
So do I go before or after them?
Well, Norris is going to rage.
Rajay.
Rajay.
Does not take effect.
And yeah. Oh my
nope,
god.
Nope, canceled.
Well,
I don't
have
know
fun,
why.
Boys.
I don't know why. I don't have a mechanic in place, but I just decided.
And then I'm going to use.
Make sure you mark off your rage, please.
I did.
Okay.
I was like on the line. I'm just going
to. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So I'm going to use all of my movement to get right here. And then I'm going to, for an action, I'm not close enough to use my arm. Wait a minute.
You are 10 feet away.
Fucker.
Do you know what I was about to do?
You have reach. Reach is 10 feet.
I thought my reach was...
Your regular reach is 5. If you're doing what I think you're doing,
yeah, I'm doing
then
that.
Your reach becomes 10.
Hell yeah, I'm doing that. All right, so then I am going to proceed to rip my arm off and attack him, reckless great weapons master, with my one arm.
Okay.
Which arm are you hitting him with, just so I get a visual?
So I'm right-handed, so I'm going to rip my left arm off.
So you're hitting him with the lightning arm.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just picture him, like, for some reason, Norris gets a Canadian accent when he plays. Give me a hand, buddy.
Can I get a hand, mate?
Wow.
I rolled a 1 and a 4.
You are not rolling well tonight.
No. I think these dice are going to go away. Does a 14 hit?
A 14 just hits.
Woo! Hell yeah, baby.
They are not wearing much for armor. They're wearing, like, puffy shirts and shit.
And here, I thought we caught them with their pants down.
Nope, pants are up. Sorry.
Damn.
23 damage.
And how much of that is lightning?
Just 4.
So 2 of your D6?
Yes.
Okay, so 4. So what was your initial damage?
24.
24? Okay, so it's 20. And that is 2. Oh, I got to go to a different. That is 20 damage to that guy.
Using for my next streak.
Nat 20.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
We kept the line going.
Oh, my God.
No pressure, guys.
All right.
No
pressure. So,
fuck me.
So 2d6
all my stuff's control spells. I'm sorry.
That just means we're burning out before attacks. We get to Dijkstra.
2d6 is 12. 12 and 12 is 24 plus 8. 32 damage.
32 damage.
And 12 of that is lightning damage.
Okay, so 6. So 26 damage.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
No pressure.
Sean, you have turn.
You have to get the nat 22. Not a nat 22, but just a nat.
This guy here is going to move around and get between you and the guy you just hit, Norris.
Okay.
And he is, let me bring it up. As he gets close to you, he opens up his mouth and this black inky smoke starts pouring out. And he jumps in the air and lunges on you, plants his feet on your stomach and his hands on your face and is trying to claw at you.
Would that be a grapple since he's trying to hold on to me?
Un momento.
Raj.
It's part of what I'm doing. I.
Let me do my thing.
I need
a... Let the chef cook, Bo.
Yes, Bo.
Well, I'm not trying to get my face bit off. If I can.
You shouldn't have stormed into the den of vampires then, Bo.
Well, I need
I don't like locked doors.
I need a dexterity saving throw from you.
You're out of range.
17.
17? It jumps on you and it latches on. It, like, digs its claws into your lats, digs his claws in, and then you can feel his feet just press into your stomach. And you will take 9 necrotic damage. And then he's going to... He's kind of just balancing on his feet, and he takes his hands up and just starts slashing at your face.
Is that 9 half to 4?
Yes, it will be 9 half to 4. That is a 23 to hit.
Yippers.
You will take 17 necrotic, half to 8. And then I need you to roll a d4 for me.
Christ.
That's 4.
Your strength is reduced by 4.
Ooh, the one time you didn't want to roll 4.
Right. So you need to go into your, click your strength score and reduce it by 4.
That's not very, oh, I didn't want to do that. Wow, that would have been another nat 20.
And then he's going to swing at you again. He's going to miss on the second one. Hey, so he kind of takes his hands off and is unsuccessful on the second. Fallen.
So I'm going to come up, tap it on him on the shoulder. Good try. And I'm going to cast Daylight on my shield.
Okay.
And I'm going to use it to just blast all of them, just because they're going to be super not used to seeing sunlight, giving everyone hopefully advantage.
Okay. What are the... Does it do any damaging effects? Is it like a cone, or does it just radiate sunlight?
60-foot area of just straight daylight.
But is it just in front of you, or is it all around you?
All around.
Okay.
No damage.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
And this is non-concentration?
Yeah. I just cast it on something.
Fucking clerics.
That's pretty much a nat 20.
I'm just thinking it might help. It might not. They might just like hiss at it and do nothing. I don't know.
So you guys do see like that inky blackness that was coming out of their mouth. It was starting to fill the room and reduce visibility inside of this space. His light just it almost like sunlight to fog. It just dissipates this black inky cloud. Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get up close to... Yep, 35.
Okay.
I hate that they moved where your movement is now. It used to be in the very front.
So, oh yeah, they did. Yeah. So after Fallen, you're going to this guy that you were wailing on. He is going to run to this door, and poof, into red mist, pass through the cracks in the wood door, and he leaves the room.
As I see that, I'll just yell out, "You pussy, come back here!"
And then, let's see, this one. Going to come up. This one's going to come up right next to Alphonse. And kind of the same effect, he's going to leap over this coffin and try to latch himself onto you, so I need a dex saving throw.
Don't forget to add aura of protection around you.
What is it, 3?
Plus 3, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's a nat 20.
Very nice.
Hell so, yeah! So
that's going to be a total of 32.
Okay, so you are not restrained or anything.
Great.
So he tries to latch on you. He ends up just kind of sliding off and landing on his feet, but he's still going to take 2 slashes at you. He does not have advantage on these because you aren't grappled by him.
Okay.
That is a 22 to hit.
Yep.
So you will take 17 necrotic and then roll a d4 for me. Roll 2d4 because I just critted on you.
Get the crit out.
Oh, 7. Ooh. So what's your 17 plus what?
Hang on.
You want to borrow my fingers?
No.
They count really nice.
Use Norris's arm then.
You're going to take 39 necrotic.
On top of the 17?
Yeah, and what'd you roll on your 2d4?
7.
You will subtract 7 from your strength score.
Oh, okay.
Is there something that happens when you get to like 1 or 0 strength? 39.
At 0 strength, you're dead.
Okay. D-E-D dead.
I can't math it out.
And then this one. Oh, he can get right up next to this guy. So he's going to lunge at you, Fallen. I need a dexterity saving throw. So, just like what happened to Norris, this thing jumps on you and just starts slashing at you.
Okay, it starts slashing at me?
Yes. That is a 26 to hit. I'm rolling really good on these. And then you'll take 17 necrotic, roll a d4.
2.
Okay, reduce your strength by 2. Second attack is a 25 to hit.
Definitely hits.
Another 17 necrotic and another d4.
So 5 altogether then.
Okay.
And so 2, 17, 17 again?
Yes.
That is spicy.
Okay. Seeing what happened to Alphonse and seeing that guy come around. Get it so I can get flanking.
Okay. Smart.
And I'm going to take 2 swings at him, and those are both with advantage, right? Or no. What is flanking?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they are at advantage. I forgot. I rolled that second one. That second one against you, Fallen, because you have that daylight spell up, would not have hit you. Because that would have canceled out his advantage, and that.
Oh.
So I'm just going to take the lower roll to make it fair. So add the 17 and add back your 3 strength.
So just minus 2 then.
Okay. Yes.
Appreciate that.
And first attack is 28.
Yeah, that hits.
Second attack is 26.
Both hit. Both hit.
Both
bigger
divine.
Than shit. And that is Umbral D. Okay.
I'm only going to do it at level 1.
Okay.
Divine.
Yeah, don't forget, this ain't the boss.
You also have Bardic if you want to add it.
Oh, you don't
Not
need
on
it on either
one.
Of those, yeah.
Two,
unless
two.
You want like a 30 to hit.
I don't think I need 30 to hit.
You would more than double his AC.
Oh, I rolled really well. Twenty-7 in the first attack.
Woo! Are you adding the additional D8 for them being undead?
Oh, I forgot about that. No, I'm not.
Got you.
That was max damage, so
nice.
20 or 34. Damage on the first hit.
Okay.
Matt looks so proud.
The second one is only 26.
Okay. He's looking properly fucked up. So yeah, you take these 2 big hits, and I mean, you are carving chunks out of this vampire. And that holy light is just burning him away. And this is like ever since Rain pushed through to you, like everything you're doing feels different. Like when you strike through this, usually you're used to just pumping radiation through this thing. Like, you're through your power core and through your armor and through the weapon, you just pump radiation into it. This isn't radiation. This is like a golden light.
Ooh.
That's emitting from your sword as you're slashing through. And you don't feel that you would almost get like a little bit of like radiation sickness feeling whenever you would do it. That's gone.
Nice.
Now it just feels fucking good as you're slicing through these things.
Dude.
Alphonse.
I'm going to turn back at the dude who just hit me with his claws.
Okay.
And I'm going to finger gun him. Right in the face. Kay. Just finger gun his face.
Okay. And you have gunner, so no disadvantage for being close.
You need dual wield, so you can hit him with the
touch. Yeah.
I'm a finger.
Now, you don't get advantage from flanking because you're using a ranged attack. Oh, my God.
Another one?
Oh, my God.
Another
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Fuck what's, this guy.
What's that? Three or four in a row?
So the first shot.
Crit again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first shot is going to be 25 damage.
Critty McCritterson. Jeez.
Let's go for a third.
You rolled 25?
Oh, the 19. 29.
We're not worthy.
Oh my gosh.
There's 9 more damage.
9 more, okay.
And last finger gun bullet. Come on, baby. 8. So 18.
Wow.
18 hits. Yep.
Okay. For 15 damage.
15 damage.
Mm-hmm. And you just
yeah, these guys don't have much
cantrip. That is crazy.
Finger gun.
Lamb. How's that guy not dead?
That was like, the first time he was hit.
I just did like 56 damage on it.
Oh, I was doing the wrong one. Okay, he like, is dead.
Oh, okay.
I was like, there's no way he's alive. I
had
like 50
I had
some
that
damage
flipped
on
around.
Jerks on you guys. He's been tried the whole time.
So you can.
Oh, no.
Your first one would have killed him.
Okay.
If you want to redirect your other two.
Yeah.
I'm guessing to this guy here?
Yes.
Okay.
The one in front of Norris.
Okay.
Please. Ooh, that's the one latching onto me. Yeah, fuck that guy up.
And that was...
Okay, so I'm just going to... That's the one that I had taken the hit points from. I'm just going to add the 25 from the first blast back to him. And we'll just call that a wash. Anything for a bonus action?
Oh, I'm comfortable.
Okay. Drengor!
Do I have disadvantage on that guy if I attack from here?
No, you would have just barely a clear line of sight to him.
All right, I'm going to not move then and get advantage.
Drinker's fucking
I'm
everybody
stay
up
here
from
at
the
door.
Back, from the back of the room.
Why move if you don't have to? Yeah.
Must be nice.
What's
that
the
good.
Point of a gun if you got to walk to him?
So true.
Not using no shotgun.
I did roll a natural 19, which is a dirty crit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hell right. Yeah. He crits on 19.
Well, he crit. So every time he hits, his crit range goes down one.
Whoa.
So if he hits multiple times in a row, he could crit with like a 16.
Only 16 damage. Well, yeah, 16 damage.
Okay, 16 damage. But his regular crits don't do near as much damage.
And then I will attack again. Dirty 20 to hit.
Hits.
Eighteen damage. How do I do more damage with the non-crit?
Well, did you add your crit so you get full damage?
So that's a... He only gets that if he gets a 20.
Oh, gotcha.
I had
kind of made a homebrew.
Yeah,
like,
I had to change the crit rules for his non-20 crits. Otherwise, it's just... It gets real stupid real fast.
Yeah, that'd be a...
Yeah. So a little compromise between us.
Sweet.
And that's
that'll
your
be
turn?
It. Yep.
Okay. Drengor, we go to Norris. So you have this guy, like, standing on you, slashing at you, so you would be at disadvantage attacking him. And you still technically only have one arm.
Perfect. So is attaching my arm a free action?
I think we called that a bonus action.
Well, that's gay. Fuck him. I'm just going to smack him with my big arm.
Okay. It would be a disadvantage. You can go reckless to balance that out.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's sealed.
Yeah, by all means, go reckless.
Great weapons master, too.
It's just a flat roll.
Oh, well.
Because you had disadvantage.
It doesn't matter either way, because I rolled 2 fives.
Oh.
So that would be a 15 to hit.
No, because your strength score is lowered. That lowers your to hit as well.
Fucking A right, it did.
Yes, it
did.
So
that would be a 13 to hit.
Does not hit.
Perfect.
So you have one arm holding the other arm, and you're just like flailing wildly trying to hit this guy.
All right, well, then I'm going to attack him again recklessly.
I imagine because he's like on your face, you're like trying to hit him but avoid knocking yourself out.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it again recklessly. That doesn't hit either.
Okay.
For a bonus action, though. Actually, yeah, because I didn't attach my arm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to manifest my echo.
Okay.
I'll put him here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. And your echo right would not have disadvantage on attacks.
Perfect. Would they give me advantage?
No. Echoes don't count for flanking.
I wasn't sure on that.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's see. The face hugger is going to take 2 more attacks on you.
Is his name Laura?
He doesn't have a name. Yeah, sure. It's Laura.
He's not even paying attention. Luke.
That is a natural 20.
Oh!
Fuck you.
So, so you're going to take 39 necrotic. Half to 18 for
got
you.
Got the necranics.
And then you need to roll another d4.
I swear to Christ, if I roll another 4.
A 2! Another natural 20.
No, it's not.
How does this feel?
It is another 20.
Fuck you! So another 39 necrotic, half to 18, and then another d4.
Dude. You are
another 2!
You're so wailing 4 on our bard.
What's it drop you down to?
14.
Barbarian with low strength. Huh?
As a cleric, would I know if restoration would fix that?
Give me a... We'll go medicine.
That is not good, folks. That is... 6 plus 9 15.
Oh, that's pretty good. With a 15, you do believe that... Here, let me check. Let me...
That medicine was an intelligence. I'm like, shit.
Let's see. Until the target finishes a short or long rest, the human... Oh, and actually, since you're still restrained, you also take another 9 necrotic, half to 4.
Now you're just making shit up.
So
must be nice to be the DM.
It does not go away with a restoration.
Oh, shit.
I will tell you what it takes. I'll read it to you. The target dies if its strength is reduced to a strength of 0. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the reduction lasts until the target finishes a short or long rest. A non-evil humanoid slain by this attack. Yeah, yada, yada, yada. But he has to rest. Short or long. So it does go away on a short.
Can I just pass out for an hour?
Let's see. That was B, Fallen.
Well... Since they're all nice close together, it'd be a real shame not to give them a nice surprise.
Just don't hurt me in the mix.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
That's all right. I'll take 13.
It I'm going to need a wisdom saving throw. 18, please.
By his face hugger or your face hugger?
With that... Let me pull up the range on it.
Yeah, it's so much worse on characters with low strength.
What
There's
is
a
there
reason why I'm sitting in the back.
15 feet around me for spirit guardians.
Oh, okay. Oh, so ooh. Wisdom saving throw from both of them.
Mm-hmm. I'll hide back here. Thank you.
Yeah. What's your DC?
18.
They both fail.
Okay.
Badly.
Well, that's 9 points of radiant damage.
Okay. 9 points to each of them. That hurts.
Get cooked, fucker.
And
what does radiant do to them? Since they are.
So radiant doesn't do anything extra to them.
I feel like it should.
Yeah, I was really surprised that it has effects, but not like additional damage type effects.
And bonus action. Let's see here. Nope, that's a full action. Never mind.
Okay.
I was going to try and challenge me, but that's a full action.
Yep.
Oh, excuse me.
That brings us to your face hugger. Okay. You didn't go reckless, so you cancel out his advantage, so it's a flat roll. That's a natural 20.
Oh my god.
Perfect.
39 necrotic. Roll a d4. This is the most natural 20s we've ever had.
The name of this episode needs to be like the curse of the natural 20s.
The curse of the crit.
I'm going to roll the other dice on this one.
He stole my crit energy.
Yeah, no shit.
The other one's a 16. Does that hit?
16. No.
Okay.
That was how much damage? 39.
39 on a crit.
Ow.
Because it's 3d8 plus. They're... I think 3d8 plus 4, so max that, and then take the average.
That's spicy.
Spicy!
I like
That's
it.
That's a spicy meatball.
Actually, with that damage, I need to...
concentration.
Yep, but since I have Warcaster, I do have
advantage.
And you
need a DC 19.
Oh, buddy.
That's a 9 for that. Let me override first. So that's going to bring it down to strength 4, 7. And my spellcasting modifier is plus 5, so that's a... Nope. Or my spell attack is a plus 10, so my modifier is plus 5. So it doesn't go through. So okay. I do drop the spell.
Okay. Spirit Guardians drops.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Come on, Matt, give it to me.
That brings us. Okay, that's face hugger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ash, that's you.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to Misty Step. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here. Use my movement here.
Okay.
To flank.
Yep.
And now, the one that's on him, I'm going to take 2 attacks.
And when you get over there, like, it is these two vampires, like, on top of these two, just slashing at their heads.
It's okay, guys. I got you. Help me!
God damn, get
are you
the
after the one? Are you
face.
After the one on Norris or the one
on... On Norris.
Okay, on Norris.
So that's why I rolled advantage.
Okay.
Because I can't... I mean, I could attack that one, but I don't get the flanking advantage.
You technically get flanking advantage against the one on Fallen. Because it's straight across.
But this one
is the
one
that's
on me.
Him. Technically, right?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Never mind. You're right.
Okay.
My bad. Ignore me.
You're good.
I'll shut the fuck up.
Stay in your lane!
15 to hit.
Hits.
Divine Smite. That's on the first attack, by the way. 6, 11. Plus 16. 21 damage on that guy.
Okay. as this thing, like, it's almost like standing up. Like, it's really going for these big swings on Norris. And it kind of stands up to take another swing, and you just swing and cut it right in half.
Oh, it's dead.
And its upper half falls limp to the floor. His feet are still, like, dug into your waist.
Thank God.
But he's
dead.
He's dead. Okay. Yeah. Then
as it
I
falls,
will.
I'm just going to spit on him.
Haktua.
Haktua. I'm going to Haktua on him.
And then on my second attack, I'm going to revert and go to the one to him. That's attached to Fallen. That's 21 to hit.
Hits.
Divine, of course.
Okay.
Still level one, by the way. Six. 33 damage.
Woo! Good hit.
On that guy. And then...
going down to the...
if anything I can do bonus-wise... no, I'm going to end my turn there.
Okay. Alphonse.
Finger guns,
gonna,
baby.
Gonna shoot that.
Wait, actually, I want to try something different.
Oh.
For a bonus action, I would like to do a performance check. And I would like to reenact a cartoon that I watched as a kid. And I'd like to try to Kamehameha this thing.
Okay.
So if that works for you, I would like to make a performance check, sir.
Give me a performance check.
Performance
it's
check.
Beautiful. I can already tell you.
Even if down, it's gone down a bit. That's going to be a 24.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This. What? Describe the scene for me,
man.
Please.
So he's not used to doing this, so he takes this giant awkward sumo step and smashes one foot down on the ground facing forward. And he starts going, Kame! And he sticks his palms together and he's aiming right at this vampire. Ame! Ah! And I'd like to make a... Eldritch Blast.
Okay. So roll all three for me.
Okay, sir. Some are going to miss. I only hit with one.
Okay.
Unless, yeah.
With your performance check, it's a crit.
Sweet.
Go ahead and roll a crit for me.
Okay.
Wow.
The Kamehameha works. 7 to 15, so 22.
22. It's looking right fucked up, but it's still upright. I have a feeling he's not going to get another turn. Drengor! You would have disadvantage because of all the busyness.
I will still not move and just roll a straight roll.
Okay.
Not going anywhere up near that mess.
Smart man.
22 to hit.
Hits.
Fifteen damage.
Ooh. Oh, so close.
One more time.
One more time.
Ooh, that's only 16.
Hits.
Oh.
I told you. It doesn't take much to hit these guys. I think Bo found out it was a 14 AC.
11 damage.
This thing is basically like standing on the shoulders of Fallen. Like this is a clusterfuck going on in this corner. And you just see this vampire popping up every now and then to take big swings. And just as it's going down, you hit him through the side of the head and then through the arm. And the top of the head and the arm just go flying. And it falls backwards. Off of
dead.
Fallen. D E D day it. Alright. You guys are alone in a room with four bodies. You have two doors.
I'm gonna start staking all the hearts before we go anywhere.
Okay.
Pull out my silver stake and start a hammer time.
Okay.
I'm gonna go right behind one of them that's staking them and loot the bodies.
Okay. Investigation check.
Can I guide him, please?
Okay.
What's that?
I'll loot some bodies too.
Investigation.
Guidance.
We'll say each of you are doing two.
21. Investigation.
Okay. We gotta give him some time to count his fingers.
Shut up, man.
20.
20 and a 21. All right. On these
almost
guys.
Almost had it and you fucked me up. I had to recount.
On these guys, they don't have any weapons. Like, it was very clear that they have like, instead of just one coke nail, they have 10 coke nails. And they use those to just rip people apart. And then they're, you know, big, nasty fucking teeth. But, so they don't have any weapons on them. They have basic leather armor, which is, like, you could tell they were going more for aesthetics than protection. They didn't think anybody would just barge in here to fuck them up. So the leather is more just aesthetic. But you do find, roll me, each of you roll me 2 D100.
$60 and $80.
Okay, you find 140 gold.
So you roll 8.
You rolled 2 of 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, roll them together. So 0, 0, and 8.
80.
So that would be.
That's an 8.
8.
Now roll it again.
44.
You find 52 gold.
Perfect.
Between the two bodies, the two corpses you loot.
Also, I would like to take one of their biggest fangs.
Oh, you just want to pull a couple teeth?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go for it.
Perfect.
You get some nasty vampire teeth.
I need to find an artificer.
And as you go around and staking these things.
Marcus,
do you have Marcus a wooden stake? I think you said you were grabbing one.
I feel like you grabbed one.
And are you using your silver stakes?
Yep.
So as you go around and you stab them with these wooden stakes, you see that their skin kind of cracks, and then they just puff into a pile of ash on the floor. When you stab your silver stake in, you just stab. Stab. And you look over to him and see them turn to ash, and you're like, what the fuck? Stab! It doesn't do anything.
I keep putting holes in it.
Yeah, you're just die!
I'll, wait, I'll stand patiently over him, wait till he's done, and put my wooden stake through him.
Okay. 7 minutes of me just stabbing this
Ying, that doggy don't bark no more.
I'm hoping that it's slowly regenerating.
No, it's not, because you still have the sunlight out.
True.
And yep. That lasts for an hour?
Hour.
You son of a bitch.
If you'd like it to go out sooner, nope, I can make that happen.
No, it's an hour. It is what it is.
A bitch. I would like to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
That's a smart idea. Excuse me.
Do we dare take a short rest? Did we officially figure that out in game about the short rest? Or is that just kind of a fun fact you told us?
He would tell you, like, with the weakness, he would tell you he's pretty sure that resting for a bit would restore your strength to you.
We could rest.
I mean, they already know we're here, so.
How long does your spell on the surface last?
That lasts for.
Speaking of which, as the combat was going on,
it would have broken.
As soon as it hit the second round, you felt your spell dissipate.
I'm going to second wind myself.
Okay.
Duration 1 day for Bane says isn't concentration.
Okay, that's so fine. It still dissipates in the second round.
That's right. Oh. That's scarier. I'm going to bring that up to the party.
Okay.
So the spell that I cast on the upstairs, something just broke that. We may need to hurry.
We shouldn't rest then. Let's press on.
I think we should press on. Can I do a during this time frame? Sorry. Can I do a divine power and restore, harness divine power and just restore some of my spell slots?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Kay. If it's an ability, you don't have to ask. You can just tell me, I'm going to use this.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just restoring spell slots so I can use divine smite again.
We are going to keep the same initiative going forward. That's why I rolled initiative for everybody
mm-hmm.
at the start. We're just going to roll forward with that.
Before we... I want to burn a Channel Divinity now, so we walk in with that and get temporary hit points to everyone.
How many do you have?
Two.
Might not be bad.
How long do the temporary hit points last?
It's 1 minute.
I would wait.
Okay, so they last for 1 minute?
Well, they re-up every turn when it comes to my turn.
Oh.
So for those 10 turns.
Gotcha.
Everyone gets... Yeah. I think it's probably better to hold off on that.
I think we should wait on it, Fallen.
In that case, I'm just going to hold a spell ready, Fairy Fire.
Okay.
The drop in the room once we get in there. So... Okay.
Does my echo come with?
Yeah, you haven't dispelled it or anything.
Okay.
It's there.
I just
there,
didn't know if I had to, like, command him to go or if he'll just, like, follow me.
I'll
like
just assume that it's going to follow you. If you don't give it any direct commands, it's either going to stay put or if you leave, it's going to follow.
Perfect. It does make rude gestures at you, though.
So yeah, the question fine. Of the day is, which door do we take?
I want to investigate the one that he, like, phased through or whatever, just to
so
see if it's...
So somebody phased through both of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they both...
Yeah, there was one that phased through the door on the left.
Well, the one that the first guy...
Yeah, the
I don't
first
know
guy...
That
the first guy phased through the door on the right.
I'm going to, like, just feel it physically to see if it's an illusion or if it's something he actually, like...
Give me an investigation check.
Guidance?
I would also want to go through
yeah.
the one on the right.
Let's get these guys out of the way.
Just old 12.
12?
Yeah.
Seems locked.
All right.
I would investigate it, but I don't think I'm going to get anything more than it's locked as well.
I will attempt to pick the lock.
Okay. Give me a lock pick check.
Guidance?
Are you proficient?
I am.
Okay. Do you have a lockpick kit?
I do.
Okay.
I did not roll very well, though. 14.
Still seems locked.
All
right. Yeah, you're down there trying to dick with it, and this one seems a bit more complicated than what you've run into in the past.
Drangor, hit me.
Hit you?
Hit me.
I punch you.
Are you over there?
Yeah, I would have been
yeah,
over
Yeah, you
with.
Would have been. Roll your damage.
Yeah, I was about to say, will you make an attack roll for me? Well, damage.
Yeah, if you let him hit you, yeah. then it's just he hits.
Oh, no. My strength is so low, it doesn't do damage.
What's your strength at now?
Holy
it's
shit.
It's a 7.
Yeah, he cannot damage you.
Grangor, hit me!
Now, listen here, I can shoot you, but I can't hit you.
Well, fucking shoot me!
I can't just.
Okay. I had a dream.
It
hits. Just roll your damage.
It's my strong arm, guys.
Take my strong hand.
16.
Okay.
Oh. And that's radiant?
Yeah.
Okay, so 8.
All right, and then I would like to just.
Keep track. I think you have 6 rounds of rage left.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going to get a chance. We're still in initiative. So everybody's gonna get a chance to do something. So I'm
okay, perfect.
Still tracking rounds.
Are we following initiative like goes right now?
It's free flow, but as soon as everybody does one thing, that's one round.
Okay. I would like to try and bust the door down.
Give me a strength check. Just straight strength. With your plus two modifier. You do have advantage because you're raging.
Oh, my God.
That's no better! 9.
You see the most pathetic, inept display of strength that Norris has ever done. He's limply just throwing himself against this door. Unsuccessfully.
Norris, you're having a hard time getting it up there,
buddy. Shut the fuck up!
I think they have herbs for that.
So, the only people that have any... Oh, actually, you did an investigation for the corpses. We'll just count that as your action on that round.
Yep.
Wait.
Do you have anything you want to do?
I'm going to walk over and just look at the other door.
Okay.
Everyone is not...
Give me an investigation
around.
Check.
Sure. That's not good. I got a 10.
It's locked.
Okay.
That is one round.
I forgot about that.
What's everybody else want to do now?
Ooh.
I might go try to pick the other door. If it's
okay. Give me a lockpick check.
Can't roll those today, I guess. So.
Okay. It's the same style lock. You just can't figure it the fuck out. Ooh. Fucking doors in D&D.
Could I use mending to reverse something and break it apart?
No.
Like transmutation, just half the steps?
No.
Okay. It was worth a shot.
Okay there, Alpha.
If you want to break something,
break it.
Hit it.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I just have a question.
I was going to guiding bolt, just hit the door.
Go for it. Roll attack.
Team for the door.
You hit it.
Perfect.
And almost like there is a magic shield over it, it just dissipates across the front of the door.
Oh, okay.
I have a question, just for my own knowledge. Did we say taking a potion was an action, or?
If you're taking a potion yourself, then it is a bonus action.
Perfect.
And that also counts for drugs. If you want to hit yourself up with something.
Nope.
Can I do an Arcana check after that to see?
Arcana or history, either one.
Doesn't matter.
You don't know shit.
It's a 1.
Okay. Yeah, you don't. I could see it from here. You don't know shit. It's a door.
I can see that failure from here.
When we saw Norris go at the door, first off, that we didn't see that magic shield happen.
You just saw him bounce off of it.
You just seen me be a weakling.
Yeah, when it was hit with a magic... You didn't see a shield. You just saw the magic dissipate off of the door.
Okay. So both doors are locked.
Alphonse, do you have anything you want
to... I am at a loss on how to... I'll do another investigation check.
Okay.
Alphonse, why don't you shoot the other door?
With what?
Finger guns?
I'll give it a
shot. Finger gun, I think is what you guys called them.
You can't really miss unless you roll a nat 1, so you just do your damage against that door.
Okay. That would be 14.
Are you just doing the 1 Eldritch Blast?
Would you...
You have 3.
I might as well just do all 3.
Yeah, if you want to just blast all 3.
It. Okay.
And just start blasting.
So there's going to be 13 added to that and 12.
Okay. So in the other door, you see him unload these finger guns. Boo, boo, boo. And it turns to fucking shrapnel and explodes into the room.
Door number 2, gents. We go through this one and figure out the other way. I don't think we're going to get through this door.
Okay, before we go through there, I would like to hold a bonus action.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything I need to know about this guy.
Drangor, did we check the coffins?
No, we didn't.
I think we should check the coffins just so we don't get surprised.
Not a bad idea. Are we still on initiative?
Yeah. Okay. So that's another round. Do you have somebody attack you?
Yeah.
To maintain Dringor, your rage?
Shoot me again.
Do your damage again to maintain his rage.
Well, while they're doing that, can I walk over?
Four rounds left of rage.
Can I walk
Fallen
over?
Fallen would try and punch you again.
12. Try to, like, open up one of the coffins.
12.
Half to six.
Yeah, it very easily opens. It is just a wood coffin.
Nothing in it.
You pull it up, and it is empty inside.
Okay.
It's very nice inside, though. Nice crushed velvet.
So to go around to each one, is that an act?
Very nice.
Is that per round? We'd have to do that to open up each one?
I would say you could open two.
So can I go to the
per
next
round?
One?
Yeah. So you open these two right here, and both of them are just empty coffins.
Okay.
Norris is going to run to the bloodbath in the middle.
Okay.
And I would like to do a strength check to knock it over.
Give you a strength check. It is advantage. You're still raging since you keep getting shot.
Seventeen?
You want to prove your fucking self again. So you run up and you push past Ash and you just, like a little kid throwing a temper tantrum, just, and push this thing over and it spills blood all over the floor. So all of this area over here is now difficult terrain because it's covered in a pool of blood.
Can I make an investigation check or an arcana check to see if anything happens?
Yeah, either one.
Can I guidance on?
Yeah.
Plus four.
Can I use that cantrip when I can?
It doesn't matter because they're both the same. Nothing.
Okay. That's one more round down. You have three rounds left of rage. If you take damage again.
Dringor, do your thing.
He's going to just chip away your fucking hit points until...
I've got plenty.
15, half to 7.
Anybody else
wants
to do?
I'm going to go to the next two coffins.
Okay.
Just around and open them both.
Okay. Yeah, you're over here. You open them up, nothing in them.
Okay.
Which one would you say has the comfiest pillow?
They all look pretty similar inside. Like, some, it depends on your idea of comfort. Like, some of them are very obviously side sleepers, so their pillow's a little thicker. You see a couple that are probably stomach sleepers, so they have really flat pillows. It all depends on you.
Okay. Well, the thickest one I can find is going in the bag.
Okay. and it's a silk pillowcase. It's
the unholy pillow.
What color would you like it to be?
Doesn't matter.
It's purple. It is a beautiful purple, the highest quality silk you've ever touched.
Perfect.
Feather down pillow.
Is there any more of these purple pillows?
Each of them. There's ones for side sleepers, back sleepers, and stomach sleepers.
But they're all equal in quality.
They're all equal in quality, just different thicknesses.
I take one too.
Okay,
I'm gonna press forward into the next room.
Okay. I ain't stealing no goddamn vampire pillow.
Okay, man, you'll sleep great tonight.
You vampire pillow.
You make your way into this room. You have, ignore everything, you have the main path continues straight ahead, and then there seems to be a blockage, kind of like a tunnel was boarded up on the right side just as you get into this hallway.
I am going to stealthily walk down this hallway.
Okay, is everybody trying to be stealthy?
I mean,
I'll be stealthy.
Okay. Give me stealth checks.
I was going to say, we can try.
It's another round, Norris. So he's going to have to shoot you with his crossbow to maintain your rage.
Alphonse, will you hit me?
Can't, bud.
You don't have a punching attack?
Oh, I can punch you. I do no damage right now because of my strength.
God damn.
You can have Ash punch you.
Ash, punch me.
You just hit. He just stands there and lets you punch him in the face.
Yeah, I mean, oh, it's unarmed?
Yeah.
Do I roll for damage?
No, it should have unarmed.
Yeah, it's just five.
Perfect.
Okay, so you take two bludgeoning.
Yeah. Two is a lot better than what he's dealing with.
I'm like the only one that doesn't have anything affected on him right now.
Yeah.
23 for stealth for Norris.
Okay.
Five.
And there goes our stealth.
Yeah. I don't even need rolls for me.
11.
Yeah. It just keeps getting worse. So you guys are going down and clang, 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 clang. And he's like, Fallen is like looking around. He like runs into the doorway.
Oh, I still got the light. It's just the armor. Yeah. It's just...
Kink. That's why you can't stealth, is because there's a giant ass sunshine. We're coming you. For you.
I'm the asshole in the back.
Yeah,
that has their high beams
that.
On.
Right.
Turn your lights off.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So do you continue down the main hallway? Okay. As you come around. And you come around, it kind of hooks around, like a U-turn, and you come and you're lined up to a doorway. Oh, and it looks like a pretty heavily secured, like lockdown, steel-reinforced door.
Okay. I am going.
No, I'm good. I got it on my computer.
To do an investigation check to see if there's maybe an easy lock to pick.
Okay.
Yeah. That is not the best. Investigation is going to be 14.
That's good enough. There's definitely a lock in the door, and it looks so. It looks like it takes a very special key, and it's built into the door. Like, it looks like when you turn it, it like retracts some sort of like rods that are going into the stone down here.
Hmm. There's a lock on this door. Looks sophisticated.
Give it a whirl.
Okay. I think somebody
guidance?
Wants guidance.
Oh, I'd like to cast Bane instead.
That's a 26.
Ooh.
Actually, didn't roll below a 6 this time.
Wow, it was a DC 25.
Oof.
Hell yeah, brother.
I rolled a 4 on the guidance.
Yeah,
so.
this was a tough door. So you see him, he's...
It was unlocked the whole time.
Like you go to take your lock picking kit out, and this the opening for this key. Like you could, it looks like you could fit like a whole sword blade in this thing. So you look at your
plenty
lock
room to
pick
work
kit,
in there.
And you're like, "What the fuck am I doing?" And you, do you have a dagger?
Probably not.
Somebody here has.
Somebody's
a dagger.
Got one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You borrow a dagger and you put it in there. And you take your lockpick tools and you're moving things. You're like trying to jam it with the dagger, and after 6 seconds, one round, you pop it open and you use the dagger to rotate it, and you can hear these rods retract into the door, and it is unlocked.
Yeah, see, Norris, that's how you do it.
You're a lot better than me, bud.
Norris, you have one they round
have
of rage left. And take two more damage as Ash punches you in the back of the head.
Perfect. That's exactly what I was doing.
A lot of repressed feelings getting worked out.
it's right in, you know, that annoying, like
it's on his soft spot.
Like you're sitting in church and your dad
you're hitting
thinks
you're hitting
off,
my cereal bowl.
And so he just smucks you in the back of the head.
Actually, I wouldn't know about that. I never had a dad.
Oh.
Jeez.
Wow.
You're welcome. Thanks for opening up that wound.
Well, if you had a dad that loved you.
Wow.
So how many points of psychic
damage? Hell yeah! 10 both. Points for emotional damage.
There's no damage reduction for that, Bo.
Okay, you have an unlocked door. What do you do?
I'm gonna
go the other way.
Sulk back to the back of the group. I don't know. Okay. I want to be first.
You unlock it and you just drop and move your way back.
I figure my character, because he's got the shield, would try and go through first.
Okay.
Just because he's got light.
Okay.
And give everyone the most advantage, hopefully.
Okay. If everybody's good with that. So you have this closed door in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm assuming shield up in front of you.
Yep.
Do you have your hammer out?
Absolutely. Like, ready to polo swing it up.
Okay. I guess left arm. So you use the shield to kind of push the door open, and as soon as the door opens, like, your shield just boom, lights up this room.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in there, it is racks of books and scrolls and knickknacks and all sorts of shit in this room. And you see at the back of the room that one vampire that dropped back. He pulls his rapier, he pulls a dagger, he drops down into a stance.
Can I shoot off an attack before everything starts?
Yes.
Perfect.
So we will start initiative on you, since you're at the bottom of initiative.
Okay.
And then we'll just jump back into the order.
So are we in the room now?
Yeah, you can all push into the room after. Here, I will.
So 19 to hit?
Let me bring up. That does hit.
Perfect. So that's going to be a level 2 guiding bolt. So that's 5d6, 19 points of radiant damage, and with guiding bolts,
oof.
The next person that attacks it has advantage.
19 points of radiant.
And then I'm going to step to the side and keep blasting him with the lights.
Okay, so since you're at the front and he is right after you in initiative, he is going to charge at you.
Perfect.
Let me see if this guy has disadvantage in light. It does not say anything. The other one specified.
Mm-hmm.
This one does not. So, and as he's coming forward towards you, he leans forward. His feet leave the ground. And he holds his rapier in front of him, and he's almost like a fucking torpedo flying through the air.
Perfect. I would like to, in aspect, grab my shield and tilt it so that as the torpedo comes, I can ricochet it off so that he hopefully bounces off.
Okay. He is going to make his 3 attacks at you.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're at the front, that is going to miss big time.
Perfect. Bat away the first.
That's going to miss at a 15. That, yeah. You have, like, what?
I have a 17.
Okay. So you hold up this shield, and he lunges for you, but you are able to deflect him off with your shield, and he plants his feet in front of you. And that is his turn.
Perfect.
That brings us to...
Am I able to make my way up to, or actually, hang on.
Yeah, they would be right in the middle of the room. I can't actually see what this looks like. Okay, yeah. So we'll say they're...
And I'm way at the back.
Yeah. So you would half your movement because you have to move through the space of all of your...
I'm going to misty step to the other side of him.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, never mind. Fuck it. You are there. You are flanking. Fuck him up.
Fuck him up.
2 attacks. First attack with advantage. 1 is a natural 20.
Yep, that's going to hit.
And we're going to do, because we really want to... We really want to.
Yeah, use them. Use them. Spell slots up.
Um.
Does radiant affect him?
You don't know.
Okay.
Only one way to find out.
Well, radiate his ass. That.
Oh, wait. You hit him with radiant, didn't you?
Yes.
It had no effect on him.
So how does that work with... It took no damage?
It took damage. It just didn't have any additional effect.
But I get advantage on top of advantage. Because it's a guiding bolt.
Oh, you do... You. But advantage doesn't stat.
I nat 20 anyway, okay, yeah. So... Which is, if I do second level smite on him, so that's all that damage,
yep.
Plus whatever I roll.
Yep. I'm a nut. And he is undead, so you'd still get the additional D8.
I'm going to get another D8.
How do you have all those dice in front of you?
Get another one.
A paladin should have just a bag for D8s alone.
Right. Okay, so... Holy cow, this is a lot of dice. Six. 26 on top of... If I do a smiley, that's 3, 8, 16, 20... 2d6 is 12. 6. I gotta write down.
Okay. Is it above 65?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
This is just first attack, too.
26.
Hmm. Let's see.
It might be.
So it's, what, 48? So 32.
32 plus 2d6.
2d6.
12.
Boy, if it's not over 65, I'd be real surprised.
Well, then you had 29 to start, right?
29 to start, yep. It's 29, 26.
48 plus, so...
48 is 32.
32 plus 12. Mm. So that's 44. Plus his strength.
Plus the 5.
Or,
so it's plus... That's plus 6 on the sword. Yeah, it does over it.
That's what I thought. So you guys charge in this room, and this thing comes flying at you, Fallen. You deflect it, and just as you peek over your shield after deflecting these blows, you see Ash appear right behind him, and this vampire doesn't even have time to react, and Ash just takes his big old fucking anime sword and runs it through him.
Mm, yeah.
And you see this burst of golden light. Like, as it pierces through all around the cut, there is this golden holy light just... Whoa!
I look to Ash. Good. Saloon is with us.
Yes.
Give me a religion check.
For a full... For everyone who wants it, it was 80 damage. Jesus.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Religion.
Yeah, divine smite crit against an undead creature is just
8.
Okay,
and that was you can choose after you crit to add it. That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who is the smartest person in the room? I would say.
Not Norris.
I think it's Alphonse.
What's your intelligence?
20.
Yeah, you're way smarter than I.
Your intelligence is 20. On a bard?
Oh, sorry. No, I have plus 10. I have an item.
Oh.
I have 12.
I have 8.
Yeah, Alphonse is the smartest.
So, vampires like to hoard things. We should check this room for magical items, magical potions, anything that might help us destroy the next castle. Help me look for this. I'm going to slap you on the shoulder and guidance you.
Okay, great.
So that you can do an investigation.
I'm going to jump into action.
Okay.
Can I investigate the body to see what he was?
We will pick this up next episode. Remember where you're at, because I need to decide what's in this room, because I decided on the spot that it was filled with shit.
All right.
Treasure!
Yay!
Woo! Nice.
Loot.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this wonderful undead episode of Dubstep and Dragons. We'll find out next time as the gang. We'll call it a gang in this one because this is a fun little raid. Scooby and the gang, no? As what they just found in this lovely room. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Toodles. Bye.